With their Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Chemical present in broccoli and other vegetables may improve autism symptoms. A small study led by investigators at Mass General Hospital for Children and Johns Hopkins University's School of Medicine has found evidence that daily treatment with sulforaphane, a molecule found in foods such as broccoli, cauliflower, and cabbage, may improve some symptoms of autism spectrum disorders. In their report being published online in PNAS Early Edition, the investigators described how participants receiving a daily dose of sulforaphane showed improvement in both behavioral and communication assessments in as little as 4 weeks. The authors stress that the result of this pilot study may be confirmed in larger investigations before any conclusions can be drawn about sulforaphane's therapeutic benefit. The study lead author says that among the 40 participants who returned for at least one evaluation, the average scores for each of the assessments was significantly better for the 26 participants receiving sulforaphane than for the 14 who received a placebo. Even at the 4-week visit, some caregivers reported a noticeable behavioral improvement, and overall, 17 of the 26 participants who received sulforaphane were judged by their caregivers to have improvements in behavior, social interaction, and calmness while on active treatment. Using a novel biological aging clock, UCLA researchers find obesity accelerates aging of the liver. Using a recently developed biomarker of aging known as an epigenetic clock, UCLA researchers working closely with a German team of investigators have found for the first time that obesity greatly accelerates aging of the liver. This finding could explain the early onset of many age-related diseases, including liver cancer in obese subjects. Orvis Aging Clock uses a previously unknown timekeeping mechanism in the body to accurately gauge the age of diverse human organs, tissues, and cell types. More Superhuman News is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Sherry has to say about Relief Factor.
Last year, I had my right and my left hip replaced. Everything went well with the surgery, but I was having pains in my thighs. I thought maybe this system might be helpful to me. So I ordered some, and kind of like a miracle, I don't have pain in my thighs at all anymore. And for anyone out there that has aches or pains from whatever exercise surgery, they should give it a try because it worked for me, and it will more than likely work for you, too.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
For the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Male and female brains aren't equal when it comes to fat. Researchers have found that male and female brains respond in remarkably different ways to high-fat meals. Those differences in the brain lead to greater inflammation and increased health risk in males that indulge on fatty foods in comparison to females, a new study in mice shows. Our findings, for the first time, suggest that males and females respond to high-fat diets differently, said Deborah Clegg of the Diabetes and Obesity Research Institute in Los Angeles. The data would suggest that it is probably okay for females to occasionally have a high-fat meal where it is not recommended for males. The way we treat patients and provide dietary and nutritional advice should be altered. We might be less concerned about an occasional hamburger for women, but for men we might more strongly encourage avoidance, especially if they have pre-existing diseases such as heart disease or type 2 diabetes. Early data from Clegg's team and others had suggested that inflammation in the brain is tied to overeating, blood sugar imbalances, and increased inflammation in other parts of the body, including fat tissues. Those effects can be triggered, in males in particular, by short-term exposure to high-fat diets. The researchers say they were initially shocked to discover that male and female brains differ in their fatty acid composition. When they manipulated male mouse brains to have the fatty acid profile of females, they found that those animals were protected from the ill effects of a diet high in fat. When males with average male brains entered an inflammatory state after eating diets high in fat, they also suffered from reduced cardiac function in a way that female animals in the study did not. Those sex differences in the brain's response to fat are related to differences between females and males in estrogen and estrogen receptor statuses, Clegg says her team is now working out a strategy to confirm whether the findings in mice apply to people, too. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, we have a great show planned. I am back in the studio after a few days off in lovely New York. During the first hour, of course, we have the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. Then we're going to change it up. We're going to talk about how an apple a day may actually keep you from getting obese. But it's not just any apple. You're going to have to listen to the second hour to learn more when we talk to Dr. Juliana Nerado about that. But first, let me welcome my co-host to the Blueprint Power Hour, Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing fantastic, man. Just got back from Gainesville, and it's aptly named because I just keep going up and up.
I haven't been to the gym since Thursday. Oh, no, Wednesday. So I took Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off, and I am itching to get in there. I got to be honest with you.
That's a good sign. Hey, I wanted to mention I finally got on board the Primal D train this week.
Well, I got to tell you, we're deep in the throes of already thinking about revising the formula. It's going to get better and better, but yes, the reviews that we're getting from people are just nothing that I ever expected. People actually are telling me they feel different when they started using it.
I don't doubt it. I'll tell you what did it for me. I had just run out, right, after taking inventory of oral vitamin D, and I read the write-up again. Odorless DMSO. Absolutely fantastic pick. The best for transdermal delivery. I'm usually stuck with the stuff that smells like, you know, garlic.
Yeah, yeah. Now this is the straight from pharmaceutical company. We don't want to give their name because we don't want to appear like we're using a drug delivery system. But yeah, this is the real McCoy. And you must get blood work done, folks. I was using one pump a day, and while my vitamin D levels clearly went up, they did not go up to where I wanted. I am now using two pumps a day. You must get blood work. You cannot just take this product and or any vitamin D supplement for that matter and just assume that because someone said all you need is 4,000 IUs a day, 2,000 IUs a day, 10,000 IUs. You must be responsible when using this fat-soluble hormone. It's not a vitamin, folks. It's a fat-soluble hormone. Remember that.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, so also, what's going on at Coach Rob Regish? I've been gone for a little while, and I know you've got a lot of things going on over there.
Yeah. We got a new special up for the Blueprint Bulletin. When you subscribe to it, you will get every special report that I ever published. And these guys love this because, you know, it's not a book. It's 2-3 pages of quickly digestible information. The links are in there for you, and the low-cost shopping has been done for you as well. In addition to that, you're going to get a loading pattern that's going to move a 300-pound bench from 300 to 315 in 6 workouts. Ditto on the squat and deadlift. You can use it on any big barbell lift, and believe you me, you're going to see for yourself just how effective it is.
You know, that leads us right into the first question from Panos Antonakos, who says, you keep talking about static holds, forgotten lifts, and power rack training. I'm a skeptic about such things, but have heard from other guys making absurd strength gains. I want to try this, but want to be smart about it. Good thinking. Meaning I don't want to get hurt. Any tips?
Yeah, well, I have plenty of tips, so I'm glad you asked, Panos. I'm going to take this one by one, starting with static holds. Now, briefly, right, this method involves holding an extremely heavy weight in your strongest range for five or so seconds. Two such holds, separated by at least 5 minutes, are all that's needed. Okay, in the bench press, as an example, that's an inch or two above lockout. In the squat and deadlift, it's similar. That's your strongest range. The idea here has been championed most aggressively by Pete Sisko over at precisiontraining.com. One of the best guides he has on this method is a little ebook called Train Smart, and I highly recommend downloading it. It's free and lets you see for yourself the power of static holds. Absolutely mandatory for calves, in my opinion. And top range rack pulls are man makers. You know, you place a barbell at about waist height, you can pull an enormous weight off the racks, hold it motionless for 5 seconds. Builds in everything from your neck down to your Achilles tendons, front two. Forgotten lifts, too many to mention. However, the barbell glute bridge is another absolute gem due to the amount of weight you can handle. So with your legs straight, you roll a padded barbell up to your groin with the 45s on there. Now tuck your feet as close to your butt as possible. And holding that barbell, press up with your groin until it's completely motionless for a second. Now this exercise works the entire posterior chain in unison and so much more. You know, I've worked up to 700 pounds for reps, and it's magnificent for the glutes, hams, abs, and even your calves. So, you know, for you ladies listening, it's a great bun builder, too. Regardless of your gender, it's a low-risk, high-reward lift, meaning no vertical loading of the spine. With respect to power rack training, I could live inside of a power rack. The big advantage is working part of the movement in complete safety. So if you have a sticking point in the bench, for example, place the safety pins just above it, and suspend the barbell from chains. And, you know, the real advantage with chains is, and by the way, make sure you use heavy-duty chains. You know, place those just underneath, or loop them through, rather, so that the barbell is suspended from them. The pin spacing, for example, on most power racks is 2 inches in between holes. That's way too much of a jump. The chains are a much better solution for two reasons. You can adjust in 1-inch increments or less, depending upon the links, size links you get of the chain. And two, the chain allows fore and aft movement of the barbell and even side to side. You know, that's not true for pressing off of pins. You're going to drive yourself nuts trying to get it right. And there's a high risk with that amount of weight. Something can go wrong. Now, working from this dead stop position, you will build prodigious amounts of strength. Of course, you know, these methods should be used on a separate day, or at least do them before your full range work. The combination of heavy static holds, some of these forgotten lifts, and power rack training, along with your full range movements, can and does take people to the next level and fast. So I hope that helps, Panos. Actually, I don't need to hope. I know it will. You're in for a pleasant surprise, brother.
You know, statics I think of as remedial. You know, when you start a new course in college, they give you a foundational class so that you have everything you need to do well in that course. And it's kind of remedial. It's like when you want to increase your bench press and you're stuck at a specific area, a remedial activation of the peripheral and central nervous system using a weight that you have not used before is like building a foundation like you would in a remedial course in school. Holding the weight, ridding yourself of the fear of what that weight is going to feel like and getting comfortable with it, and also increasing the strength of the joints and the soft tissue elements such as tendons and ligaments that will be involved, getting the muscles engaged with that weight. It's a foundation builder. And I really think it's a very, very important step that most people should use, but they bypass it because they're too much in a hurry to just move on to pressing, squatting, or deadlifting the target weight. So I'm a firm believer in statics. They have, as you point out, they have to be used occasionally. You have to be careful. You don't want to injure yourself using them. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we have a question from Scotty Hall. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Weight Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutrition supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer: MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. You know when you're doing the bench press and you got the bar down at the bottom?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you just feel like, man, I got to get this off my chest. You ever feel that way about getting something off your chest, Rob?
Yes.
Was that a good setup?
It was, man. You know, speaking of that, the supplement company, MHP, I think it's Maximum Human Performance, they, in one of their products, they have an essential amino acid blend that they call Pro-Synthogen. And they repeat it ad nauseum throughout their ad copy. But you know what, guys? If you're going to rip me off, at least do it right. Your essential amino acid blend doesn't contain one of the essential amino acids, tryptophan. So it tells you a little bit about, you know, the way things are done over there.
Why the fear of tryptophan, you think, within the supplement industry? Because it may make you sleepy and groggy, so they feel like, oh, well, we don't want people to feel sleepy and groggy?
Well, more than that, I think most of the big box companies still have not stocked it and are reluctant to do so due to the fact that contaminated batch came in from Japan years ago.
Yeah, but so, there's been contaminated steak. People didn't stop eating steak. They just stopped buying the steak from the place that sold them contaminated steak. I mean, that makes no sense to me.
The bottom line is they don't stock it, most of these places. So they have to special order it, which is a royal pain for them. So they suggest things like, hey, we've got 5-HTP. You can use that. Or taurine. That sounds similar. I mean, it's pathetic. And the fact that this company did that tells you all you need to know.
Well, it's the greatest form of compliment that your product is working is that they ripped you off.
It is. MHP, thank you. Because imitation really is the sincerest form of flattery.
And from that, we go to Scotty Hall, who says, hey, Rob, I ordered and just got done reading the Blueprint 3.0. Fantastic read and can't wait to get it underway. Some of these concepts are new to me, but they make so much sense the way you laid them out. Anyway, my question is this. Is there any alternative to transdermal DHEA that you recommend? Keep up the good work.
Yeah, you know, it's true. In the supplement secrets document that comes along with 3.0, I detail a homebrew recipe for a thrifty trans-DHEA. However, I'm aware that for some people, that's not an option. So let's talk about how best to address that. Step number one is avoiding xenoestrogens coming from just about everywhere. Microwaving your food with saran wrap, plastic water bottles, and even lawn chemicals will conspire to raise estrogen, enough to work against you. Now, as we all know, oral administration of DHEA can be problematic, meaning it can convert to estrogen. Now, a little estrogen is fantastic in men for glycogen storage, heart health, and believe it or not, sex drive. And my experience, and I think yours too, Carl, with ATD taught me that lesson, and it's one I'll never forget.
Yep.
The solution actually came from you, Carl, a few shows back. And in retrospect, it makes perfect sense and is logical. Take an anti-estrogen with your DHEA.
That's right.
So the old guard was ATD and 6-bromo, both of which are no longer produced. Now, of the remaining products out there, I favor the following. DIM or diindole methane, or to a finished product like Driven Sports Triazole. DIM actually comes from cruciferous vegetables, things like broccoli and cabbage, etc. Men should take about 400 milligrams per day of actual DIM, which is best complexed with something like lecithin granules, any phospholipid really, to improve its bioavailability. 400 milligrams divided into two doses, 200 milligrams AM and PM gets the job done. I've never used Triazole, but user feedback is excellent across the board, which brings me back to DHEA. You're looking for, in my opinion, micronized DHEA in the amount of 1 to 200 milligrams a day. Now, personally, I've used 100 milligrams twice a day, lonesome, and by itself, and noted excellent results. And I wasn't even taking DIM. It should be noted, I have low circulating estrogen levels anyway. So start on the low end for the DHEA, 100 milligrams a day, 250 milligram doses, and graduate upwards if you need to. Final note, pregnenolone is an excellent adjunct to DHEA. So look for a combo product if you can find it. An equal amount of pregnenolone to DHEA is thought to be ideal. And finally, I don't recommend this, but it's interesting nonetheless. Nicotine is an anti-estrogen. So those of you using nicotine gum for fat loss periodically, you know, be aware of that. Ideally, you want a baseline blood test looking at total free test and estrogen levels. You know, that should be run early on to ascertain the effectiveness of the product. So, yeah, so a really interesting question. Hopefully I gave you, you know, answers you can work with.
Yeah, if you take DHEA and aromatase inhibitor of some sort, whether it be the ones listed or other ones that may be very effective out there, you're going to sequester the DHEA to convert, not converting to estrogen, which means that there's a high likelihood that more of it will be converted to testosterone. It's like any other when you take an aromatizing androgen, be it testosterone or any other, and you see that there's a potential for conversion to estrogen, the role of an aromatase inhibitor steps in. Now, you don't want to suppress estrogen completely, as Rob points out. You just want to increase the conversion to testosterone and decrease the conversion to estrogen, because all of the fat loss benefits of testosterone, all of the neuroprotective benefits of testosterone, so many benefits of testosterone are from its direct conversion to estrogen. So you don't want to suppress estrogen completely. You just want to nudge this androgen to produce more testosterone, but not to not produce estrogen. And so I would, and I'll tell you another thing that will, this is something that, and maybe you just said this and I blanked out, but the aromatase enzyme is influenced by the cyclooxygenase enzyme. Cyclooxygenase enzyme is influenced by inflammation in the body. So if you reduce inflammation, you reduce cyclooxygenase. If you reduce cyclooxygenase, you reduce aromatase production. There are several things that'll do this. A very, very good fish oil, like the one that is in Dr. Mixon's blend, Relief Factor, by the way, which you can get like a 2-week supply for $19.95 right now as a test. Also, vitamin C has been shown to reduce the biosynthesis of the aromatase enzyme. So these are other ways. You know, if you're eating broccoli or taking DIM, if you're taking things like a sophisticated, a high-quality fish oil or curcumins that have high bioavailability or ginger extract, these are going to reduce the biosynthesis of aromatase. And things like vitamin C, like a lipo-C, maybe a couple thousand milligrams a day, a couple grams a day. All of these things together will reduce the amount of aromatase. And when you reduce the amount of aromatase, you are going to shift the DHEA's potential to produce more testosterone and not estrogen. How's that sound, Rob?
It sounds fantastic.
There you go.
I can't wait to get started. I start Monday.
Yeah, there you go. All right, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more The Blueprint Power Hour, where Rob Ragish answers your questions. Stay tuned.
Freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH buffered Cre
creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Every nation needs an army. And the Superhuman Nation is protected by the Blueprint Army. How do you like that one? Huh? This stuff just rolls off the top of my head. I'm filled with useless information. Filled with it. Just want people to sit and listen to me talk gibberish all day. Johnny Gray says, hey, I got a quick question on training. I have a bad back. Ironically, not from weight training, but running. Just can't lift the heavy stuff anymore. I don't have a reverse hyper, but I do have a sled. Any tips that you can share?
Yeah, I saw Johnny last week, and boy, he's wasting away.
Really?
So, you know, I have plenty of tips, and they're worth revisiting. I've spoken before to the merits of the Iron Mind hip belt squat, along with their loading pin. And since I gave mine away, I recently reordered, and I'm looking forward to it like you don't know. It's coming tomorrow. The beauty in this piece of equipment is this. You can squat heavy with zero vertical compression of the spine. Now, I've trained with guys who had severe disc problems, including one with several vertebrae that were fused together. His doctor told him weight training was out unless it was for the upper body. That's a load of BS. The hip belt squat suspends the weight below the waist, So there's no back stress to speak of. Now, yes, it'll feel awkward and it's humbling at first, but once you get the hang of it, you will you won't look back. And once you get the depth right, you'll be squatting to parallel every time. Now, you've all seen this before in the gym. As the weights get heavier, the squats get higher and higher.
Yeah.
No such problem here, right? The weight touches the ground, you know you've hit parallel. The final comment I'll make is that this is a it's fantastic for what the old timers call breaks, or what you probably know as partials. You know, load that sucker up with as much weight as it'll hold and set it up such that when you stand up with it, lock your knees out, it comes off the ground just an inch or so. Now, people are going to scoff at this. The same people still doing 3 sets of 10. I always favored 5 sets of 5 or the dreaded 20-rep breathing squat protocol coupled with partials for incredible gains. Goes really good with loading patterns, too, that we used in the blueprint. Your sled will likewise come in handy as it builds tremendous work capacity and, again, zero lower back stress. The concept of dragging comes from Finnish loggers. They're some of the strongest deadlifters in the world, and they got that way by dragging the tree to the logging trail where the machine picks it up. So if you really want to experience something intense, loop the handles of the sled around your ankles and walk backwards with it. One word, brutal. Absolutely brutal. Finally, make sure to buy the loading pin, 15-inch Olympic loading pin with a carabiner, I don't know how they pronounce it, but essentially it's a very heavy-duty hook that it can withstand 2,500 pounds, if I'm not mistaken. It's just a small clip-like device custom-made for that loading pin. And like everything Iron Mind sells, it is super high quality and will last you a lifetime.
Very cool. Okay.
Yeah.
The next question comes from Mike Grady. He says, I took some of your suggestions from a ways back, and pleased to report I've lost 30 pounds going from 280 to 250. I used the Warrior diet to do that and feel a lot better too. I'm not a big supplement guy, but just ordered Forskolin. I've heard about the GI issues, but can you give me some pointers on how it's best used? Does Forskolin cause GI issues? I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so it goes back a lot to impure material, but yes, it causes GI issues.
Okay,
so,
go ahead.
Okay. Mike, in contrast to Johnny Gray, Mike is one jacked up cop. When he wrote the show, he was 280, and a large percentage of it was muscle. Now, having said that, there's a lot to like about Forskolin, and especially when used with an intermittent fasting type diet. In a nutshell, it activates something called cyclic AMP, or CAMP. That's a signal to the body to start breaking down body fat. Another bonus is that it gives a slight boost to testosterone. Now, it's not overly dramatic like any test booster, but every little bit counts, especially while dieting. The increase is at least as good, if not more so, than I've seen with other quote-unquote test boosters on the market. Forskolin is also a known vasodilator and thyrogenic, right? Two more feathers in its cap. And if you have high blood pressure, this is the product for you. It will bring it down. You're looking for Sabinsa's patented Force Lean, which can be found in a variety of product lines. 25 to 50 milligrams a day in two divided doses. It works quite well, and it's a snap to integrate. My preferred product in this category is Analyzed Supplements Forskolin 95, which is a 95% extract. You get 60 25 milligram caps, which it makes it a cinch to work with. And at around $25 a bottle, it's less than $1 a day. Forskolin is truly synergistic with beta agonists like ephedrine. It's truly a 1+1=3 type of relationship. Now, with or without it, it's one of the best purchases Forskolin you'll ever make. The one issue some have with forced colon is this. It tears their stomachs up. But a little ingenuity comes to the rescue. Either slam an Alka-Seltzer in water just prior to your forced colon, or use Tums or like product beforehand. Now, of those two, I do prefer the Alka-Seltzer solution. And keep in mind this should be a short-term venture. But the nature of Alka-Seltzer is to dump the contents of your stomach into the duodenum fast, thus alleviating these stomach issues. And for what it's worth, the same can be applied to creatine mono, given its sand-like texture and tendency to sit in your gut and just draw water there. So give that a go, Mike. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Okay, let's see what we got here, because we only have a couple minutes. You think we can cover Mike's information briefly? Yeah, I think
yeah,
we can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Real.
He says, this comes from Mike Kozlowski. He says, I'm having trouble mastering convict conditioning. In particular, having to sleep with four other men in a small cell. Whoa, wait a minute. No. In particular, the one-legged squat using the basketball, the handstand push-up, and moving from uneven chins to the next step. I've tried his steps over and over, but keep getting stuck. Even after meeting the progression standards, on the one-legged squat, I can even come close to balancing my non-working leg on the basketball. There must be a better way, is there?
Yes, there is, in my opinion. So for all its brilliance, there are easier progressions that I came up with. So let's take them one by one. The one-legged squat progressions, they went wrong for me too when trying to balance my free leg on a basketball. What I came up with was as follows. You loop a belt, a regular old belt, over the chin-up bar, Smith machine or power rack. Standing on your left leg, grasp the belt with your right hand and proceed to squat down. The belt helps not only with balancing but leverage. It helps you get past your sticking point in the lift. Slide the belt, once you're done, slide the belt over to the other side and do the same working right with your right leg. Now, in terms of reps, I still favor 7s, 5s, and 3s, rotating those. Every 3 workouts, I go from using 4 fingers, 3, 2, 1, and once the training wheels come off, presto, you're doing a full one-legged squat. Now, with handstand push-ups, very few, in my opinion, can hold a handstand for 2 minutes, which is, if I recall correctly, is the progression standard. Much better to move on when you're able to hold it, you know, hold a handstand for 1 minute. Now, in the event the transition from half reps to full reps is problematic, and it usually is, the ideal is to perform progressively lower and lower partials. So that's easily accomplished by stacking 4 45s on top of each other. And once you can do 10 reps on 4 plates, slide a plate out and shoot for two or three reps. Once you can hit 10 reps on 3 plates, rinse, wash, and repeat until you can perform the full handstand push-up. Progress comes a lot faster this way. Now, finally, moving from uneven chins to the next step, which is, you know, just the very top of a true one-arm chin-up, I know of very few people that can make that jump successfully. The solution is to perform a one-arm chin-up with your other hand grasping the chin-up bar, right, with your non-working arm. So it's far away from you. Now, once you can perform 9 reps, drop it down to 4 fingers, then 3 fingers, 2, 1. Same thing as in the one-legged squat. You will find slow but steady progress, which sure beats frustration, right, and a possible tendon injury by attempting the top few inches of a true one-arm chin. Like every author, including yours truly, right, my students often come up with better solutions, and those are 3 of mine, and I have every confidence you'll succeed with them.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to try to answer one question and do the Blueprint Tip of the Day. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Jerry has to say about Relief Factor.
I spend a lot of time working in my yard, and a lot of aches and pains develop from that. And it doesn't happen anymore because of Relief Factor. I take it, and when I get up in the morning, there's no pain. And I try to get everyone I know to get started because I know it can help them. Plus, my son, who's 43 years old, has shoulder pain all the time. At least he had shoulder pain all the time until I got him started. I tell everyone I meet who has aches and pains to try Relief Factor. It sure worked for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Okay, we got to move fast because we want to answer one more question from a female listener whose first name is Joanne, and we have no last name to speak of at this point in time. This is going to sound silly, but I'm really wondering if there's any way to increase my bust size. I'm a 32A and really want to be a B or small C. I do not want to have surgery as there are too many risks involved. I want them to look and feel natural, not fake. Is there anything that will help me? Supplements, anything?
All right, real quick. The short answer is no, right? Because if there was, we'd see every woman out there with bigger boobs. It'd be front page news. Now, having said that, I can think of only one supplement that might make a dent here. Fenugreek, right? Throughout history, women have used it to speed lactation and improve the ability to feed their babies. It's often forgotten, but that's what they're really there for. I would suggest, if you're gonna take me up on that, I would suggest a product using Sabinsa's fenusterols, which is standardized for 50% furostenolic saponins. Here's the bottom line, right? Boobs are great attention getters. But it's who they're attached to that matters. And I'll take a smaller-chested woman who trains hard any day over a woman, right, with sweater zeppelins who sits on the couch. So I hope that helps, Jim.
I have a tip for you, and it's called HOPS, H-O-P-S, the natural whatever you want to call it, plant that is used to make beer. It has been scientifically shown to make a woman's breasts increase in size because of its estrogenic effects. Hops, wow. H-O-P-S, look into that. Okay, the blueprint tip of the day, is the end near for tribulus?
Yeah, well, a study was published recently in the journal Forensic Science, and it offered some damning evidence that trib does not boost testosterone, as many companies claim. Further, this study used the original trib product and still considered by many to be the gold standards, Sopharma's Tribestin. Doping hunters at the University of Lausanne, I guess, in Switzerland, they were unequivocal in their comments. The conclusion was as follows. Supplements using tribulus do not contain testosterone precursors, a.k.a. protodiacin, tribulosaponins A and B, what have you, nor do they raise the body's testosterone production. What prompted all of this were two female athletes who failed their drug test. And to argue against it, the two women claimed to have used tribulus terrestris. Now, in order to test this hypothesis, two female volunteers ingested 500 milligrams of tribestin three times a day for two consecutive days. There were no significant variations above the WADA cutoff limits for testosterone. They didn't find any. They also found no effect on DHEA levels, and the relationship between test and epitestosterone was unchanged. Here's my take. A few episodes back, I myself questioned Trib's ability to raise testosterone, instead pointing out that it may stimulate the hypothalamus pituitary testicular axis in male athletes, and I spoke to its ability to increase nitric oxide, undeniable when you look at its pro-sexual and beneficial effects on coronary health. Also, bear in mind this study was done on only two females, not males, and it lasted 2 days. Is that really representative of what a male athlete using trib for, say, 6 weeks can expect? We'll never know until that study is done. Now, personally, I have seen a 55% increase in total testosterone within 27 days. But hold on, that wasn't just trib. Product I was using had the following ingredients: 1500 milligrams of Bulgarian trib, 400 milligrams of a custom 25-to-1 Suma extract, 75 milligrams total of micronized DHEA, 3 milligrams of melatonin, and an undisclosed amount of Uricoma longifolia, long jacks, whatever you want to call it. I have no vested interest in this product, but I'm not the only one who's experienced success with it. There's a guy on our boards, the Gym Warrior, his real name is Ivan, from Hawaii, posted his blood work while stacking adaptogen and creatinibolin. Ivan was 40 years old at the time, right, that he took his test. His baseline T values versus the follow-ups showed a full 77% increase in testosterone in 5 weeks. Now, his blood work is out there for all to see on the Blueprint Collective, so you might want to check those out. So, for you, the consumer, what's the bottom line here? One, stay away from trib-only formulas unless you're on a cycle or in post-cycle therapy, because I think it's great. I'll go on record and say I know it's great for your heart and coronary blood flow. Look for multi-ingredient formulas with trib, DHEA, and other ingredients that may boost testosterone. Three, the L-DOPA in creatinibolin, I suspect, is complementary in a big way to DHEA and the rest of the ingredients. Now, and finally, Primal D is highly recommended, not just for its myriad of other benefits, but there's research showing it boosts test. And finally, one last thing. Don't expect this study to signal the end for tribulus. The abstract has been out there since June 2008, and the companies marketing it know most consumers don't stay up on the latest research. Right. Now, since the SHR audience here is largely composed the blue chippers, you may already be aware of these findings. But in the event you weren't, now you know. It does have benefits. It's just not in shooting testosterone sky high.
But you see, this is nothing new. Years ago, 8, 9, 10 years ago, there were studies that, very well done studies, that hit showing that tribulus did not raise testosterone levels. No one cared. People kept buying tribulus because of anecdotal results. Somebody who said, I take tribulus and man, I know I'm jacked. I feel jacked. Everything. Now, you have to watch out because some of these herbal supplements, tribulus, long jack, they actually affect the organs associated with the testicles and penis. Long jack, for instance, was shown to increase the weight of the vesicle veins and so on that really are connecting the testicles to the penis. So it does have some aphrodisiac-like effect because you feel this stimulation. And so guys immediately thought, wow, my libido is going through the roof, when it was really the seminal vesicles that were becoming enlarged for whatever reason. I don't know if it's inflammation or what. And they were like, man, my libido is going through the roof. It's got to be testosterone. No, it's not. But no one's going to care. We're going to have, you know what? 5 years from now, somebody's going to send in a question to the Blueprint Power Hour going, I'm thinking of trying tribulus. What's your thoughts? Tribulus will never go away. If it hasn't gone away by now, it's never going to go away. People are going to take it as a test booster forever.
Yeah, there is a feelable effect from the stuff. Yeah. There really is. But what people are feeling more so is blood flow. Right. And blood flow is extremely important. So, you know, understand there are benefits to Trib. It's just not in the test boosting category. Now, one other thing it's excellent for is increasing sperm count. And if you're struggling to have a baby, that and the other furostenolic saponins in Dioscorea deltoidea and fenugreek are fantastic for that. That's pretty much undeniable. You're going to have a lot more baby batter too. So there's another benefit.
Yeah. And you know what? If you want to raise testosterone, take DHEA and use some sort of aromatase inhibition protocol as discussed earlier in the show.
Yeah.
That probably would work better, and it's cheaper too.
I have some Arimidex left over from my HRT that I'm going to use it with.
It's way too, that's, in my humble opinion, that's way too strong. If you're going to use that, I would only take a half a milligram every third or every fourth day. I really would.
No, I'm thinking 1 milligram a week split into 2 half milligram
there
doses.
There you go. Every third day, a half milligram. That's it.
Yeah. So I'll report back on that, but you know, I'm really excited to see what that can do. Now, do I expect it to measure up to injectable test? No. But as a bridge or even as a standalone for long-term gains, maybe throw a little Forskolin and Synthogen in, I think you're going to be miles ahead of the 40-plus-year-old that's not doing that.
We're going to take a break here in a minute. Want to thank Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour. And thank you so much, Rob. And then when we're going to take a break, news at the top of the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk about how apples can help you beat obesity, but it's not all apples. You're going to have to listen to the show to learn the answers to that. Rob Regish, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Thanks for having me. Love doing it.
Okay. Talk to you soon. All right. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out up GetDS.com.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Sherry has to say about Relief Factor.
Last year, I had my right and my left hip replaced. Everything went well with the surgery, but I was having pains in my thighs. I thought maybe this system might be helpful to me. So I ordered some, and kind of like a miracle, I don't have pain in my thighs at all anymore. And for anyone out there that has aches or pains from whatever exercise surgery, they should give it a try because it worked for me, and it will more than likely work for you, too.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Chemical present in broccoli and other vegetables may improve autism symptoms. A small study led by investigators at Mass General Hospital for Children and Johns Hopkins University's School of Medicine has found evidence that daily treatment with sulforaphane, a molecule found in foods such as broccoli, cauliflower, and cabbage, may improve some symptoms of autism spectrum disorders. In their report being published online in PNAS Early Edition, the investigators described how participants receiving a daily dose of sulforaphane showed improvement in both behavioral and communication assessments in as little as 4 weeks. The authors stress that the result of this pilot study may be confirmed in larger investigations before any conclusions can be drawn about sulforaphane's therapeutic benefit. The study lead author says that among the 40 participants who returned for at least one evaluation, the average scores for each of the assessments was significantly better for the 26 participants receiving sulforaphane than for the 14 who received a placebo. Even at the 4-week visit, some caregivers reported a noticeable behavioral improvement, and overall, 17 of the 26 participants who received sulforaphane were judged by their caregivers to have improvements in behavior, social interaction, and calmness while on active treatment. Using a novel biological aging clock, UCLA researchers find obesity accelerates aging of the liver. Using a recently developed biomarker of aging known as an epigenetic clock, UCLA researchers working closely with a German team of investigators have found for the first time that obesity greatly accelerates aging of the liver. This finding could explain the early onset of many age-related diseases, including liver cancer in obese subjects. Horvath's aging clock uses a previously unknown timekeeping mechanism in the body to accurately gauge the age of diverse human organs, tissues, and cell types. More Superhuman News is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
For the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Male and female brains aren't equal when it comes to fat. Researchers have found that male and female brains respond in remarkably different ways to high-fat meals. Those differences in the brain lead to greater inflammation and increased health risk in males that indulge on fatty foods in comparison to females, a new study in mice shows. Our findings, for the first time, suggest that males and females respond to high-fat diets differently.
said Deborah Clegg of the Diabetes and Obesity Research Institute in Los Angeles. The data would suggest that it is probably okay for females to occasionally have a high-fat meal where it is not recommended for males. The way we treat patients and provide dietary and nutritional advice should be altered. We might be less concerned about an occasional hamburger for women, but for men, we might more strongly encourage avoidance, especially if they have pre-existing diseases such as heart disease or type 2 diabetes. Early data from Clegg's team and others had suggested that inflammation in the brain is tied to overeating, blood sugar imbalances, and increased inflammation in other parts of the body, including fat tissues. Those effects can be triggered, in males in particular, by short-term exposure to high-fat diets. The researchers say they were initially shocked to discover that male and female brains differ in their fatty acid composition. When they manipulated male mouse brains to have the fatty acid profile of females, they found that those animals were protected from the ill effects of a diet high in fat. When males with average male brains entered an inflammatory state after eating diets high in fat, they also suffered from reduced cardiac function in a way that female animals in the study did not. Those sex differences in the brain's response to fat are related to differences between females and males in estrogen and estrogen receptor statuses. Clegg says her team is now working out a strategy to confirm whether the findings in mice apply to people too. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Dave has to say about Relief Factor.
In 1953, I was in a sawmill accident. In the hospital, they cleaned out the wound and stitched me up and sent me home without taking an x-ray. I limped for 60 years. I listened to Dr. Mixon on the radio when I decided to order it, and 4 days later, after I received it, I couldn't believe it. For the first time in 60 years, I can walk without limping. I encourage anybody with pain to do yourself a favor and do what I did, order the product. It could work for you just like it did for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Everybody's looking for ways to help squelch the obesity epidemic. My next guest, Dr. Juliana Nerado from Washington State University, may have an answer. And it takes us back to the old adage about an apple a day. How you doing, Dr. Nerado?
I am doing well, thank you. How are you doing?
Very good, very good. I'm eating an apple, actually. I actually have one sitting here on my desk, but it's not just any apple. So we're going to talk about this. It's really interesting stuff we're going to talk about. First of all, what made you even look at apples and their effect on obesity?
Well, we are apple producers here in Washington. We have several varieties that are even exported all around the world. So I wanted to know, we all know that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, and there are several studies demonstrating the effects of apple consumption in prevention of chronic diseases. Many of these studies have looked at bioactive compounds like polyphenols that can be absorbed and can have an antioxidant effect, protecting against cell damage by oxidative stress. But not many studies have looked at the compounds that are not absorbed when apples are eaten.
Yeah, and this is something that actually shocked me. You know, even more recently within the fitness and performance community, I think it was, you pronounce it, ursolic acid, which is found in the skin of apples, was associated with a greater anabolic effect from exercise. So we know that a lot of these compounds are beneficial, but what you discovered is the stuff that we're not digesting is as well important to us. That was amazing.
Yes, yes, effectively. And the interest, my interest on this area of research is because of the data that has been collected since the Human Microbiome Project started getting results. And this data has been showing that basically bacteria that lives in our colon plays an important role in the developing of diseases and the developing of obesity.
Yeah.
And this bacteria is fed of compounds that are not absorbed during the digestion.
Now, as you point out, Washington State is well known for a variety of apples. Upstate New York is well known for a variety of apples. So describe your study. How was the study designed?
The study was designed initially to see if there is any difference in the bioactive compounds that are non-digestible among the varieties that are in the market. So the consumer can make informed decisions about choosing a specific variety to eat. So we wanted to evaluate compounds that are not digestible, those, for example, phenolic compounds that are bound to the fiber, uh-huh. and therefore they are not released during the digestion and can reach the colon, and they can be broken down by the bacteria in the colon. So that was the first objective of this study. Let's see, are all apples equally beneficial, or the question was that, or maybe there is one specific variety that has enhanced contents of these compounds and can be more beneficial because of the higher amount of non-digestible compounds.
What varieties did you look at, Dr. Norato?
I have the list on my.
Yeah, take your time. I actually can probably dig it up here as well. I know Fuji. One of my favorite things to do is to eat a Fuji apple. I love Fuji apples, and I believe that was one of the categories of apples that was in here. Let's see.
Yes,
it looks like
yes.
a Braeburn, Fuji, Gala, Golden Delicious, Macintosh, Red Delicious, and Granny Smith apples were the apples that were reviewed, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, other than the Granny Smith, the rest of these are relatively sweet apples, right? Or wait, what? There's two different green apples in this one here. What's the other green mm-hmm. apple? I'm trying to think. Is that the Braeburn?
Let me open the paper.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but
no. That's okay.
I was not expected to have this question.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it too at the same time.
Yeah, the other variety that was green is the.
Maybe the Macintosh.
The Golden Delicious.
Oh, that's right. I should have known that by the name, the Golden Delicious. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one. And then, all of them really in contain of available carbohydrates was no significant difference.
Huh.
So even though the Granny Smith was in the range of low range, was still not significant different from the other varieties.
And apples, by and large, are not known to be to carry a lot of sugar to begin with, right? I mean, they're considered a low sugar fruit.
Yes, that is good for people who have diabetes, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing here was to find significant differences in content of fiber and extractable phenolics.
Okay.
In those compounds, Granny Smith was significantly different compared to the other ones. And we have a wide range of these compounds among the seven varieties that were studied. For example, we have in between a range of 1 to 5.9 milligrams of phenolics. So it's a wide range, being the lowest Red Delicious. Mm-hmm. Then we have in the range of non-extractable phenolics, the range is not that wider, so was no significant difference.
Okay.
Granny Smith was on the top, but statistically was similar to the other ones.
Okay. All right. So then, how did you test to see the effects of the non-digestible components of apples? Who did you feed them to?
This study actually has been done in vitro.
Okay.
So we are still working on the in vivo data that we have performed after this study. For the paper that was published in Food Chemistry, we just simulate an in vitro digestion with digestic enzymes incubating the apple to the same time that is it carries during the intestinal digestion and with the same enzymes, amylase, all the enzymes that can degrade the compounds. And whatever was left over, so that means was not digested, was not degraded, is what we use to do our fermentation in vitro also, in a flask,
okay,
using feces from obese mice and feces from lean mice.
Okay. Okay, so did any of these apples present a higher amount of non-digestible components after you subjected it to the synthesized environment of the gut with the enzymes and so on?
Yes. Yeah. The Granny Smith was the one who have the highest remaining compounds after the digestion.
Okay.
And those are the ones that were subject to the fermentation, fecal fermentation, also simulating the conditions in the colon.
Okay.
With the pH and nutrients to see the bacteria differences, which groups of bacteria will grow in the presence of apple that don't grow that much in the presence of our controls. In this case, the controls was something that is easily digested, like cornstarch.
Ah, okay. This is really good. That's actually a good choice given the high amount of starches that most people eat. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to come out on the other side with Dr. Juliana Nerado to talk about which of these apples seems to have the ability to help us with the obesity epidemic. We're back to it, folks. An apple a day keeps ringing true. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 866, wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops, the name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Could an apple a day be all you need to help you lose that body fat that seems not to want to go away, or at least contribute to your success in weight loss? We're going to discover more about this with Dr. Juliana Nerado now. Okay, so Dr. Nerado, when you went through this process, you discovered that the Granny Smith apples had the highest amount of undigested or non-digested components that you were searching for. When you then fermented this with the mouse or rat feces, did something magical happen, or that was not present with all the others apples, or did just more of it happen with the Granny Smith?
Okay, when we fermented, we have two controls. I just want to point out this because it's important.
Please.
So we have a high fat induced obese fecal material, and we have a lean obese. We wanted to know if there is any difference between the abundances of important bacteria in the feces of both of them. Because that's the first point. We need to know if there is difference, and then how apple compounds will switch or will shift the abundances of the bacteria to make the obese mice fecal bacteria more similar to the lean mice. I don't know if that is clear.
Well, it is. So in other words, you were trying to create like a baseline, a standard, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So when we evaluate fecal bacteria, abundance of fecal bacteria in the obese and lean controls fermented just with corn starch, both of them, there are significant differences.
Ah.
Some of the important groups, like Bacteroidetes and Firmicutes,
right,
are in different proportions,
right,
in lean feces compared to the obese feces. And that is something that emphasizes that bacteria might play an important role in the development of obesity, because what is being shown is that in obese people or obese donors, in this case were the mice, those proportions influence in energy harvest.
Mm.
That is why it promotes obesity.
Interesting.
So then,
the green apples, the Granny Smith apples, and I know we've talked about Bacteroidetes and Firmicutes on this show numerous times and their contribution to obesity and even some metabolic diseases. So when did the undigestible component, which was found in higher amounts in the Granny Smith apples, did they promote a higher amount of Firmicutes?
The relative proportions increase in Firmicutes.
Right.
There is no significant differences. But what is important is that the abundance in this specific model, that it was the obese mice, make the apple compounds, made this abundance to be more similar to the lean donors.
Mm.
to shift the proportion towards the proportion that were found in the lean donors.
Would the undigestible components found in apples and in a greater degree in Granny Smith apples be considered prebiotic?
I can say that might be, because we also evaluated Bifidobacterium, that is a probiotic bacteria, and we found that lean has higher proportion of Bifidobacterium, and the apple compounds make the obese increase.
The
proportion of Bifidobacterium in the obese feces increase by the fermentation with the apple compounds.
Now, did we also see these similar results in the other apples, but just to a lesser degree?
We haven't tested the other apples. We just did a selection of the Granny Smith based on the content of non-digestible compounds.
Okay.
And that is the one that we tested for the fermentation with fecal bacteria.
Do you think that the Granny Smiths are known to be tart? However, by your own suggestion at the beginning of the show, they don't seem to have a significantly different amount of fruit sugar in them than the sweeter, or at least what we consider sweeter apples. So is it possible that the tartness of a Granny Smith apple is not necessarily from the lack of sugar, but instead something else that's in there, and could that be contributing to the higher amount of these undigestible components?
I don't consider that. We evaluated titratable acidity, quantifying malic acid equivalents, and we found that the Granny Smith has the highest content of the this titratable acidity. And that was probably what gives us that flavor, but that doesn't influence in the content on the of the other non-digestible compounds.
So you think it's just something unique about this particular type of apple, that it just has more?
Exactly. Just has more fiber and more phenolics. That goes together with high acidity, but in terms of soluble solids and sugars, they were not that different from the other apples.
These fibers are considered pectins, are they not?
Yes, it has pectins, and it has hemicellulose and other cell wall matrix fibers that are for the structure. And those are the ones that were more abundant significantly in the Granny Smith.
Interesting. It's really interesting. Really, really interesting. So from this initial vitro research, it appears that eating the Granny Smith apples would shift the microbiome to that of a leaner person, and one would think that that would influence the obesogenic nature of the individual, right?
Yes, this indicates that. We are right now currently analyzing the data from an animal feeding trial. So we have fed rats with high-fat diet and half-fat diet plus Granny Smith apple, and we are going to confirm this data that we publish in vitro, from the study in vitro, with the results from the in vivo trial.
Interesting. Interesting. So, and will you be able to, I mean, I know we love to say an apple a day, but do you think that more than one Granny Smith apple a day would be more beneficial if one Granny Smith apple a day produces good results?
That is a very good question. I do believe that in general, fruits and vegetables that contain fiber and phenolic compounds are beneficial. Some people can eat more than one apple a day. It won't hurt. It will be more beneficial, but that can be replaced by other sources of fiber and phenolics from other fruits or other vegetables.
Okay, and I want to talk about that now that you said that when we come out of the break. If there's anything magical about this particular undigestible fiber than in others. We're talking right now with Dr. Juliana Nerado. We're talking about how Granny Smith apples, that's right, the ones that you don't eat, maybe the best ones for you to eat. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second-guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on Superhuman Radio.com for a free brochure.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where fine supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Juliana Nerado about how Granny Smith apples could help you in your quest to lose body fat. So, Dr. Nerado, is this nothing really special, because we're just talking about the effects of fiber on the microbiome and its effects on the obesogenic model. And so there's nothing special about Granny Smith apples. Just increase your undigestible water-soluble fiber, and that'll be the same thing?
The special thing about Granny Smith apple was the higher content of fiber. This doesn't mean that the other apples don't contain fiber. So all of them are going to contribute to the similar compounds if we eat other apple varieties. But of course, if you want to enhance that content by tying consistently, you might want to go with the highest in fiber.
Uh-huh.
That means that you are going to get the same amount of sugars with more amount of fiber instead of eating more apples and also more sugar. Mm. I don't know if you understand me.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, because the ratio of sugar to fiber is higher in the Granny
yeah.
Smith. You may be able to eat 1 or 2 Granny Smiths a day as opposed to 4 or 5 of any of the other apples.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the way I can see it. It doesn't mean that you don't have to eat other apples. It doesn't mean that other fruits in general are not beneficial for your microbiota either. Because in general, fruits and vegetables contain fiber and contain phenolic compounds that has been shown to change bacteria.
Interesting. So, and that's another question. The more we learn about the microbiome, the more we realize that food impacts the microbiome as much as the microbiome impacts food. There seems to be a symbiotic relationship here. So by eating foods that promote, let's say, a specific microbe in the gut, is that one way to get that microbe to start to become part of the diverse landscape of the gut? Or do you have to have those microbes present and then they will just proliferate to a greater degree?
There is a competitive environment in the gut. All bacteria might compete. Some of the good bacteria, friendly bacteria, are more capable to degrade complex substances like the ones that are provided by apple. Therefore, by eating apples or eating other fruits high in fiber, you might benefit the growth of that friendly bacteria.
Mm.
And that friendly bacteria interacts with the host, interacts with the human body, right?
Yes.
So having more abundance of friendly bacteria will decrease the degree of inflammation that a person with a high-fat diet, high-sugar diet will be exposed to.
Very interesting. So what do you hope to find with the research that you're going to do next on the rodents?
We are working on that. We don't have results on the microbiota yet, but we have interesting results that feeding with a diet supplemented with Granny Smith, for example,
mm-hmm.
decreases the glucose tolerance, increases glucose tolerance. So for prevention of diabetes will be interesting. Decrease amount of fat in the body. We have done an isocaloric diet, so both animals are consuming the same amount of food, the same amount of calories, but the one that is supplemented with Granny Smith synthesizes less amount of fat in the body. Now we are going to analyze how is possible or which changes in the microbiota might be related with the changes in the fat tissue that might be related and may give us cause and effect.
You know,
because having more, for interacting.
No, go ahead.
In general, everything comes from inflammation. So a person with a high fat diet, definitely the intestinal tract, the lower intestinal tract, is under chronic inflammatory status. By enhancing the growth of friendly bacteria, that inflammatory status decreases. When the inflammation decreases, decreases also the synthesis of fat tissue.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. We know that if you take potatoes and cook them, but then refrigerate them and eat them the next day, whether you eat them cold or reheated, a greater degree of the amylose turns into amylopectin.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that how you prepare the apples, for instance, if you cook apples, even Granny Smith apples, let them cool and then eat them the next day, that there will be a higher amount of these undigestible components? And also, does the preparation affect the results? So in other words, chewing and cooking apples, is it better to eat these raw?
That is a very good question. I would recommend to eat them raw because even though the fiber can remain still undigestible even if you cook, because of the type of carbohydrates is different from the type of carbohydrates in potatoes, okay? It's still undigestible in apples, but the phenolic compounds degrade by temperature. So if you cook the apples, you lose a lot of phenolics.
Yeah, so raw sounds like it's the best bet. Absolutely.
Yes, raw or frozen. If there are no in season, you can always get frozen and prepare a smoothie and have most of the compounds still in good quantity. The fresh ones.
Is there? What do you hope that the public takes away from your research?
The take-home message will be to try to replace processed vegetables by fresh ones. As I just mentioned, frozen or raw apples are better than the cooked ones, the ones that are in syrup, those sweet ones. Low content of sugars helps in decreasing inflammation because sugars and easily digested compounds promote the growth of all kinds of bacteria, not necessarily the friendly bacteria that interacts with the host, and decreases also the inflammatory status. So that will be the take-home message. Get fresh fruits, eat a fair amount of fruits and vegetables that provide fiber, phenolic compounds, low addition of sugars. You don't need to add more sugar to your diet.
Perfect. And also, you should always buy apples from Washington State, right?
Yeah, that will help.
Listen, Dr. Nerado, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Take care. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I've got something I want to talk to the audience about. And actually, Dr. Nerado helped lead into this, and it's about inflammation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. medicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And the single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You know, earlier in the show, we talked about how to inhibit the biosynthesis of aromatization with Rob Regish. A moment ago, Dr. Nerado talked about the influence of inflammation on insulin resistance and obesity. Insulin resistance, obesity, aromatization, aches and pains, and even recovery, all influenced by inflammation. And I just want to mention that Dr. Jerry Mixon's Relief Factor really is the single best inflammation product out there, because it doesn't just squelch inflammation, but it helps it resolve faster, which is critical because inflammation has a reason. We don't want to just suppress inflammation without it getting its job done. That's what happens in soft tissue injuries, like overuse injuries, like bursitis and tendonitis and so on. They get hurt, but they never resolve. And speeding the resolution is critical to all inflammatory processes. And right now you can get a two-week trial of Relief Factor for $19.95 plus shipping and handling. What that includes is three packets a day for the first week and two packets a day for the second week. So you can really assess whether or not it works. I can tell you, not just me, but Elisa Profumo says that the omega-3 supplement in Relief Factor is the best because you don't. It's such a purified form of fish oil that there's really no fish oil left in it. One packet, just one soft gel of the omega-3 in Relief Factor is equal to three fish oil capsules of anybody else's product. Plus, it includes resveratrol, icarin, and a liposomally encapsulated curcumin. So it's not only going to help to suppress inflammation, but it's going to help the inflammation resolve itself so you get the results that you're looking for. I've had a few people take advantage of Relief Factor. I'd like to hear from you. I'd like you to tell me. I can tell you what it's done for me, but I want to hear what other people say it's done for them. So if you have tried Relief Factor, I want you to email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. Let me know when you started taking it, and I want to see how you feel after the two-week period of taking it. Because I think you're going to find, like lots of people have found, who are really suffering from the effects of chronic inflammation, which is chronic pain, that this stuff really, really works. And it's going to propel you in the gym, and it's going to propel you in life. Because as you hear, every place we talk, whether it's the Blueprint Power Hour or a discussion about how apples and their fiber may influence obesity, the discussion about inflammation and chronic inflammation always comes up. As a society today, it can be said that we suffer from a great deal of chronic inflammation, and it may be the root of most of the diseases today. So check out Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com and take advantage of their two-week starter pack for $19.95, 3 packs a day for the first week, 2 packs a day for the second week, and see if you don't feel better and all of a sudden notice you're recovering from your workouts faster and responding better. And I want to hear from you. If you've already purchased Relief Factor, I want to hear from you now on air at superhumanradio.com. Email me and say, I just bought it a day ago, a week ago, whenever. And then I want to hear from you after you're done with your two-week trial. And we'll have you on the show, good or bad. If you say it sucks, I'll have you on the show. If you say it's great, I'll have you on the show. But I want to hear from the audience because that's what's going to make the difference. I want to thank everybody for listening today. We have great shows planned for the rest of the week. I am glad to be back in the studio, back in my own bed, back in Louisville, Kentucky. We'll see you tomorrow.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Dave has to say about Relief Factor.
In 1953, I was in a sawmill accident. In the hospital, they cleaned out the wound and stitched me up and sent me home without taking an x-ray. I limped for 60 years. I listened to Dr. Mixon on the radio when I decided to order it, and 4 days later, after I received it, I couldn't believe it. For the first time in 60 years, I can walk without limping. I encourage anybody with pain to do yourself a favor and do what I did, order the product. It could work for you just like it did for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special two-week quick start for only $19.95, go to relieffactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the two-week quick start for only $19.95 at relieffactor.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.